Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning, here with Julie Lauer. She's the Mexico Middle School principal and is going to be the new assistant superintendent for the Mexico School District. Kind of talk to us a little bit about, why you wanted to apply for the position of assistant superintendent and maybe some of the differences that you think will happen between being a middle school principal and being in the assistant superintendent's position.
Sure. As a building principal, I can reach my students, I can work with their parents, and I work with my staff, and I love it. I'm not leaving the middle school because I'm burnt out. I am very sad, actually, to be leaving, but I've aspired to be a district-level leader for many years. Back in 2017, 2018, I finished up my specialist degree so that I could be in the superintendency one day. I just feel like now's the right time to move up. We are losing two good superintendents. Mrs. Chastain and Dr. Miles have worked very hard to work on culture and climate for the district and doing a lot of work with our literacy development programs. I know that getting a superintendent from out of district can freshen up things a little bit, but I also felt like the district needed somebody that knows the district and knows the people here and how Mexico ticks, and I'm that person, and I wanted to be able to help our building leaders grow and just support them because it's a tough job to support 500 kids in the middle school and 75 staff members. You know, it's a tough job for Brad at the high school to support 700 kids and I don't know how many staff members, probably 90. But it's a big job, and I feel like our building leaders need that support, and they just need to be fed lots of leadership training along the way just to keep fresh. So I wanted to be that person to come in and work with them and still support our staff members and our students in the big picture. Working on, you know, a lot of the programs that Dr. Miles and Ms. Chastain have going, I think, are golden, and they're working very well, and I want to continue their legacy here in the district, and I, you know, anything I can do differently along the way to look at systems and programs, I will do that as well.
Well, you brought up climate and culture, so I guess we'll go down that road.
Sure.
That has been an issue for the Mexico School District for some time now. Challenging, I would say. Probably doesn't help with social media pages,
yeah.
And certain folks get on there and they're constantly on the school system.
Yep.
How do you communicate with those folks? Because I think that has been one of the major issues, especially over the past couple of years.
Right. I think it's about open communication and just helping people understand the why and the decision-making process. Why did we make the decisions that we've made? Because there's always a reason. You know, we are good people. Our building leaders are good people. We're honest. We are hardworking. We didn't go into administration for the money. I mean, it's you go into being a leader of a school because you love children and you want to make a difference for them, and you want to help teachers be the best they can be to have the best education experience for our kids. So I think that we have to get I call them the naysayers on Facebook or the Facebook warriors. I think we just have to get people to understand we're good people and we want the best for these children. And there are some decisions that not everybody understands. There are lots of logistics that go into decision making, and we're always going to make decisions that are best for the student body.
Absolutely. I kind of ask you a little bit about the wild card question. We don't have this written down anywhere, but if there was a field trip that you could take anywhere in the world for your middle school students, where do you think you would want to take that to?
Oh, that's an interesting question. A field trip to anywhere in the
price
world?
Price is nothing. It's paid for. That's not an issue.
We're going to get those C2C people to pay for it,
Okay. We're calling Carrie. That's right. But,
oh, goodness, Matt. You're putting me on the spot. I didn't think of this ahead of time. Let's see. I believe that kids need to have fun and just get to experience things that a lot of other kids do. And just have those enriching experiences, I'm going to take them to Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love that. That would be so cool.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
I know they would enjoy that.
Yeah.
I would pray for the folks who had to take everybody to Disneyland.
Yes.
But yes, indeed. Well, I tell you what, we're going to leave you with one thing because it is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes.
You know, a great thing happened this week with the Weber Pharmacy and the Commerce Bank of Mexico. They delivered $2,000 in checks to 5 different teachers. That's always an amazing thing. One of your middle school teachers, Stacy Ellison, received one of those checks.
Yes.
What messages do you have out there for teachers for Teacher Appreciation Week?
I believe wholeheartedly that our teachers are the backbone of our education system, and they are on the front lines, if you want to call it that. They are the ones out there just working with those kids every day, giving their hearts to them. They do so much more than just deliver instruction. They care for our kids, and they coach them up, and they teach them life skills. And I hope that people will give them appreciation, and we can go back to society being in favor of teachers and just giving them nothing but love and respect, and believing teachers when they say this is happening. We've got to believe them, you know. We've got to know they're good people. They are trying their hardest to give instruction to the kids, and we just need to support them.
No doubt.
And I think that when people get on Facebook and they say bad things about administrators or teachers, it's hurtful, you know. And a lot of people talk about bullying. Well, to me, when people get on Facebook and talk badly about the school district, they're talking badly about people. We are real people. And I think that they need to take that into consideration. I think that when people get on there and are negative, they are hurting our education system. It's hard enough to get teachers these days. We're in a national teacher shortage crisis. Kids these days leaving high school are not going into college to study to be a teacher. The numbers are drastically decreased for kids studying that in college. So they're not graduating people from the education departments to go out and be teachers. And I think society needs to fix that. Society needs to support teachers and let them know that they are respected and revered.
Very hard to live your life in the public eye, especially whenever you have a lot of folks who constantly comment on that.
Yes.
And that does happen a lot. I want to say thank you for coming in this morning. I want to say best of luck in your new role as assistant superintendent, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you having me on here, and I look forward to working in this new role for our district. I hope to serve everyone very well.
Educator Julie Lauer, our guest this morning on Meet the Community. We'll be back with another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8, right here on AM 1340 KXEO.